excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Portland State edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from a very surprisingly close game against Portland State. I think my auto post every year of, whatever crummy FCS team we're playing and how much of a blowout it's going to be, it may not rear its ugly head for a while, if nothing else, just to be a little more humble about it. What a terrifying, terrifying experience. Let's do a quick recap. Portland State got the ball to start the game, and a couple plays later, somehow Cal let a receiver get, it probably was a tight end, I'm guessing, get behind the secondary, and a beautiful pass from the quarterback over the top for an easy touchdown. Portland State up 7-0. Cal marches right back down the field, ties it at 7, and it's looking like it's going to be a shootout, particularly when on its next drive, Portland State easily marches back down the field for another touchdown. And actually, things start to go a little bit sideways for the Bears. On their next possession, they march down the field, but can't quite punch it into the red zone, something I'm going to get to a little bit later. And in the end, the Bears settled for a field goal, and they're now out of cadence and giving the ball back to Portland State. Luckily, Portland State offense also started to sputter a little bit, but they did score another touchdown and extended to a 20-10 lead when they missed the extra point. The Cal offense did get it a bit back in gear, and by halftime the score was 27-23 Bears, but they weren't exactly dominating. The defense was still very susceptible to Portland State's offense, and the offense, while it was putting up some points and starting to deliver some big plays, still had problems with sputtering. Cal got the ball back in the second half, and again, my memory is starting to weaken on me. I remember. Sorry for the delay. And actually, even though Cal got the ball back first, it was Portland State who struck first after a fumble by the Bears, and they went back up 30-27. Bears then scored a touchdown to make it 34-30, and then a final field goal for the 37-30 victory, with basically the Cal defense finally being able to slow Portland State, and the offense looked like they were tinkering around a lot, trying to find some avenues for success, but were not very potent in the second half. So final score 37-30. It's not exactly something to be thrilled about. Statistically, it was not an impressive game. In the end, the Bears won the time of possession battle, something always important. Won the turnover battle, something important. But really, in the rest of the statistics, did not do all that well. They gave up a total of over 550 yards, although they put up over 600 themselves. So just not a game. I mean, this is an FCS team. This is not some team that should be hanging with the Bears. And although by the end of the game, Portland State looked to be worn down. Cal looked to be, in control. Really, overall, they didn't demonstrate that sort of dominance throughout most of the game. And in particular on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think the offense would have been as concerning, although I have some points of concern that we'll get to, but wouldn't be as concerning if it weren't for just how bad the defense was. And I think in some ways it's even worse than it looks. Let me give you a couple examples of things that really, really trouble me. I saw this last week against Northwestern, and I saw it again this week. The defense loves to put the corners on islands, press coverage, defending against wide receivers. And the result is occasionally they're getting beat, and sometimes beat pretty good. And they get picked on because it's a very difficult assignment. You have to be an exceptionally good corner. And the reality is right now we have young corners who are not quite up to that task yet. Nevertheless, Dykes and company are putting them out there trying to do that. And they're getting burned. But that's not even what really bugs me. To some degree, I can accept the fact that there's a high risk factor associated with that. But the point of doing it is so that you're not giving up any inside run game. You're dedicating those other players that normally you'd be doing to cover two or something like that, and you're stealing them from helping on the outside wide receivers to work on other things. But those other things are still working brilliantly for the other teams. Portland State beat us just as much on the ground as they did through the air. And if we're putting our corners on islands and the other teams are still able to effectively run the ball against us, it's really, really worrisome. It's not like some adjustments can be made to further help the run game from at least a personnel numbers perspective. We're already over-committing there. But perhaps that's not really the problem, because just as bothersome is the not doing a good job of keeping off of blocks. They're not shedding blocks. They're letting blockers take them out. They're not doing a good job of finding the gaps and filling them. They're being pushed out of the way. They also are getting tripped up a lot by the mob and stuff. People are getting caught on the inside, and they're not able to be mobile and get away. I've seen a lot of plays where they extend to the outside and everybody in Cal gets sucked up in the middle and they can't get free and get to the outside. They're tripping over each other. There's a lot of that going on where they're just not moving fluidly and freely, and there seems to be some confusion and some bad positioning that's contributing to that. Additionally, their tackling, particularly early in the game, was horrendous. I mean, missing tackles left and right, diving at feet, all the sorts of things that you say are bad fundamentals. They're doing all of those things. Trying to tackle with arms, just trying to reach out and grab them with the arms. That doesn't work. Sometimes trying to just hit them and not actually wrapping them up. That has its problems and penalties. So there's all kinds of things going on defense that are just so troubling. No defensive pressure by the defensive line. They're getting easily held up by the offensive line. There's not a phase of the defense that I look at that I don't say this unit is doing okay or is even mediocre. It's just trouble everywhere you look. The linemen are not being disruptive. The linebackers are not filling the holes and moving to the ball well. The secondary is just outmatched at every step. The tackling's poor at all three levels. And yes, I know everyone can talk about the injuries and all of these sorts of things. But that, okay, when we play Ohio State and we play Oregon, I'll let that excuse ride. I'll let the we're missing talent thing, be a factor if the game's anywhere remotely close. But against a team like Portland State, our younger players should be able to step up. This is not asking them to, go up against guys who are physically stronger than all of those things. And there's been enough practice and all of that that they should be able to do their job. So I'm very, very concerned about this defense. I think if the Bears are going to win many games, they're going to have to win them in shootouts unless something changes dramatically on the defensive side of the ball. And frankly, what I'm seeing from the offense does not lead me to believe that they're going to win a lot of shootouts. Yes, this offense seems to be getting something going, but it's not all that impressive. And with a defense as bad as this, this team is in real, real trouble. So let's switch over to the offense for a little bit. I'll come back to some other things. The offense took a step back this week. There's no doubt about it. Goff did okay, didn't do horrible, but he was missing more balls than we've seen him miss in the past. He missed both the swing-out patterns that he was nailing consistently last week. He overthrew a few receivers over the top, which was trouble as well. He also seemed to not have as good of a sense of when to pull the trigger. I think the pressure is starting to get to him just a tad. He's still doing very well in that department overall, but you just saw a little bit more happy feet and the sort of thing that a player who's gotten rattled tends to have. The offensive line is just terrible. They can't open holes against a small defensive line like Portland State. They're not going to open up holes against anybody. They're doing the exact opposite that the defense is. They're not keeping their blocks. They're allowing the defenders to shed the blocks, or they're just holding them up so momentarily that the running backs can't get through them. There's just no running game of note. And by the way, the running backs are being trained by the lack of holes to always pop it outside and always go horizontal. And I think part of the reason that Portland State was able to so well hang with Cal is they did have a fair amount of team speed. One thing I got to give them credit for is they were pretty fast on defense. And so every time the Bears went lateral, it just wasn't all that successful because they were able to get men out there just as quickly as we were able to run out there. And by the way, this is not going to be the last team with defensive speed, so that should terrify everybody as well. But it just seems like this team is always going sideways. There's a ton of sideways movement in this, not a lot of north and south running uphill, and our running backs are learning from experience by how small the holes are and all of that, and how often there are no holes at all, that it's wiser to pop it outside. And overall, that's a mistake because you need to get moving north and south to make yards. There's a lot of plays which seemed like they were running fast and they were doing well, and it turns out to only be 4 yards because it was just going sideways. So offensive line is a real, real problem. They don't do as bad with the pass coverage, but I was happy with the pass coverage last week. Not happy, I would say, on the unhappy side of mediocre today, particularly against such a small team. They should be giving Goff lots of time, and he's not getting lots of time. He's getting enough time for the type of systems that Dykes runs where it's just, you know, come back, one or two options, throw the ball. And that's okay at some level, but it's just going to be trouble against those better teams. I really, really disappointing week. Felt like the effort, particularly on defense, was very weak, and maybe that is actually a point of optimism, that maybe they just came out flat and weren't playing all that well. By the second half, when you could tell they were getting a little bit frustrated with their lack of performance, they started kind of upping their game. Again, only 7 points in the second half given up, which compared to the first half was awesome to see. But actually those 7 points were somewhat robbed from us. I'm pretty sure that was not a touchdown on third and goal. But anyway, there's some caveats there, but I saw these problems last week too. And it just, you know, it doesn't feel that good. It feels like a very vanilla defense. not doing a lot to really keep the offensive line on their toes. But also, it's a weird combination of it feels vanilla and it feels gimmicky and they get out of position. And I don't feel good about it at all. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Boo, whatever it is. I'm not impressed with him. Sorry. I gave him 2 weeks. I kind of wanted to be soft, but so far, this guy is not impressing me. You know, he's going to start to get more and more of my negative attention if he doesn't get his act in gear and start changing his defensive schemes. I much rather would have Pendergast at this moment than what I'm seeing out of Buh. And that's actually about how I feel about it. Like, bleh. He's killing me. He's just killing me. I see potential in the offense. I mean, I'm not seeing great execution, but I look at that and I say, there's some neat stuff there. I can see how when Dykes has more confidence in Goff, or maybe Goff has more confidence himself, when you mix in the going over the top game, there's a lot of potency there. One of the things that I think the reason they've struggled is defenses are playing press coverage, they're playing uptight, they're forcing the Bears in very tough situations as far as all what the plays they like to do a lot of, the types of runs they type to do, the types of passes they like to do. But what it does is it opens up the over-the-top game, and it's the reason that Goff has had these opportunities over the top to throw the long ball because of the way the defenses are sucking up. So, and it does seem like the offense has the ability to allow for that mix. And so, again, there's potential there. Seeing some weakness in execution, particularly on the offensive line. The running backs aren't overly impressive. Definitely as far as bowling people over, I haven't been very impressed. Receivers are doing okay. The dropped balls that I saw today, actually more of them seem to be the fault of Goff throwing the ball a little bit off. I didn't see many balls that I said, that's on the receiver when they dropped it. Where I did see a few of those the week before. So the receivers seem to do better. They seem to run fast. The speed in our receiver core is great. So pretty happy about that. So just again, overall impression, defense, horrible execution, and I'm not looking at a scheme that says to me there's potential here. Offense, mediocre execution, young offensive line that's really hampering their efforts, but I see a lot of potential. I'm willing to work with that and give them some time to develop. And even if that doesn't mean a lot of wins this year. And frankly, if they play the game they played today 10 more times, they lose 10 more games. There is not another team on the schedule that they beat with today's performance. Now, the good news is I don't think this was a very good performance for them. I think they're capable of more than they did today on both sides of the ball. But still, we're not going to a bowl game this year based on what I've seen the first 2 weeks, particularly in week two. We might win 4 or 5, but a lot of those games in the middle, the Washingtons, the Oregon States, although they're looking quite down right now, the teams that you said, well, if the Bears kind of raise their game, we could beat even Washington or UCLA. No, not the way they're playing right now. Not the way even they'd be playing if they were to step it up a notch or two from where they're playing right now. Couple of other thoughts worth mentioning. The officiating this year is terrible. They're getting the calls wrong. They're slow. Probably didn't bug me in the past with Tedford's offense, but they are significantly hampering the Bears' ability to run quickly, which is really troubling. They're conferring for what seems like hours on end. I don't know if they're discussing their stock portfolios or what, but it shouldn't take that long to make these calls. The supposed completion fumble picked up by the other receiver for a touchdown was an absolute joke. I cannot believe they even pretended to deal with that. Thank God they sent it to the replay booth and they made it right. But, I mean, there's just... And then, actually, on that one, they... I'm pretty sure another player cannot advance a fumbled ball. Now, maybe I'm confusing some nuance of NFL versus college, but if you fumble a ball forward, the only one who can pick it up and play it forward is the guy who fumbled it. If you fumble it backwards, there's more options there, but forward, you got to pick it up yourself. So it wouldn't have been a touchdown anyway. Reviewing the whether Goff was an incomplete pass or a fumble, they had a defensive offsides penalty. Either way, that's what would have happened. Why did they feel the need to review that? There's just so many things that you're looking at and going, what is wrong with these refs? And I'm not talking about marginal calls and things like that. That happens. They go our way. They don't go our way, what have you. I just feel like we're looking at really weak refs. You know, we get nailed on the spearing penalty. I sure saw a heck of a lot of head helmet-to-helmet hits, including one where the guy who delivered it ended up going out of the game. It's just really frustrating. And I don't know. I'm not sure what... I sure hope this isn't what we see all season. Why he insisted on every stinking time telling us that what's-his-name was wearing number 4, you know, you got me. So, anyway, very disappointed with the refereeing. And this team has a lot of work to do. I can't imagine that they're going to beat Ohio State next week. I'll be there cheering with my heart out, hoping for a miracle. But, God, I have a heck of a time believing that they're going to come up with the goods. So, that, I don't know. And then Oregon, are you kidding me? No way. And then we'll see by then. Time to reanalyze at that point how we think the season is going. But I don't know. Just really let down sort of a weekend. Not the best performance on the field. And it's more than just, boy, that was a weak performance. There also seems to be a strong aspect of the scheme and the system and experience and all of these things put together says it could be a long season. And again, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, that it's troubling from the perspective of I don't feel like there's a lot of hope and potential. I feel like we've got a dud of a coordinator, and you know, he's not going to turn it around. It seems like a horrible hire to me. I was always a little bit leery of it, I don't know. So, final things to discuss. Again, Ohio State next week. I guess we'll just have to hope and pray for a miracle. And maybe I should just end it with that because I'm kind of falling to a loss for words. So let's leave it at that. Wrap it up here. We'll do this again next week. And go Bears. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the